This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. Kevin Flynn is here. Chris Weissman, our producer, Daniel, taking your calls when you call at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Big news today is President Trump pardoned Susan B. Anthony. That sounds funny, doesn't it? I had no idea that she had a record that needed to be cleared up.
Yeah, I didn't either.
With everything we know now. So, celebrating the commemoration of the 19th Amendment today. Donald Trump. And that's something. Say, I want to tell you about a knock on the door you might get today. What the heck is that? I'm not expecting anybody. Well, underway right now is an effort all across North Dakota where folks are doing the counting. The census workers are visiting households with the intent of helping you fill out the census form. And all of the census takers actually, they've got the trained social distancing protocols down, and the interviews are quick. They take like 10 minutes tops. And if you say, well, I think they were here once, and my neighbor told me somebody was knocking, I didn't get them, they're going to continue coming. They'll actually go to your door like six times before they go to your neighbor's house to find out at least some basic information, how many people live there in your house. So if you want to avoid all that, your neighbor getting asked, lots of knocks on the door, trying to catch them at home, take the census online at my2020census.gov, my2020census.gov. Now remember, what they're trying to do is simply find out who lives here, how many people live here, so that when there are, for instance, federal grants that are doled out and they are done by the amount of people in a particular state, that's how they know. So if you don't do it, generally the entity that gets harmed is your local community. They're not getting the share of what they have coming to them. So my2020census.gov, check it out. my2020census.gov, and avoid the knocks. Or take the knock and just be done. I'm the same way. You just let it go to the last minute. And you go, okay, the deadline's here. I got to do this. Let's do this. All right. This hour on the program, we're going to chat with Joe Wiegand a little bit about a great place called Medora. And a great man, Teddy Roosevelt, that Joe Wiegand has gotten to know pretty well. Medora will be the home of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library right now, today, in Medora. Some renowned architects, renowned really with the work they've done around the world, are there vying for the honor and opportunity to be selected as the architect of record for the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, which will be built there in Medora at the park's entrance. Pretty amazing time. Joe Wiegand, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott Hennon, I'm so well. I'm delighted to be with you this morning. And Scott, from everybody in the Medora family, our condolences on the passing of your wife's sister. And we give thanks for her life and her service. Scott, she was a teacher. What grade level or what did she teach?
She had a few different years. In her final years teaching, she was doing special needs kids. So she was, and she did a lot of remedial reading, you know, helping where they needed the reading. So she would, you know, put together the programs for other teachers so the kids were reading at the right level. So, yeah, really neat.
Well, God bless you and yours. We give thanks for our teachers. I would not be doing what I'm doing, and I consider it a wonderful opportunity to work and spread good information about our history and about this inspiring man, Theodore Roosevelt. But I would not be doing it if not for some really wonderful public school teachers along the way that saw a little something in me and encouraged me to do my reading. Theodore Roosevelt said the only thing he liked more than books was children, but, you know, books were his constant companion, and he knows that you teach a kid to read, even if they're doing so overcoming special needs or dyslexia or other learning disabilities, that if you teach a child to read, it opens up the universe to them. So I give thanks for your sister-in-law, the teacher, and we understand that part of our mission out here in Medora is to not just have a good time, but to help teach people where we've come from and those people that have served. And I give thanks for the service of your sister-in-law.
I saw a documentary over the weekend about Walt Disney, and it talked about his infatuation and insatiable appetite to learn more about Abe Lincoln. And how the original Abe Lincoln display of the presidents came to be known at Disney. And I could hardly help but think about, Medora and what is rising out of, that dream that started how many decades ago by Harold Schaefer. You even have a ride now, the zip line. So there's even a ride. It's getting more Disney-like all the time. And, of course, Teddy Roosevelt is the main attraction, right?
Well, we certainly want to say that if there's what we've done is we listened to the young families that said that we needed some more things for their young kids to do, and even sort of up to the tweeners. And the redesign of the Little Bully pulpit golf course, thanks to Mike and Peggy Bollinger and sponsors who sponsored each one of those beautiful putt-putt holes, and the Manitou, the zip line, and the whole point-to-point park, that really those are the foundation stones. How about you and I go floating down the lazy Little Mo River next summer when we do a remote out here in Medora, Scott?
I'll get you one
of those old-fashioned Teddy Roosevelt-style bathing suits. We'll go back in time.
Well, I'm bringing my glove, too, because that's your favorite pastime, right?
You want to do a little boxing? You've got a long reach on me. That's like
Not that glove. Shows. No.
Baseball glove, that's right. We play the match out here. The Great American Pastime. I love seeing folks out here on the Badlands Motel grass field. That's where the point-to-point park will be built. We play catch out here and love doing so with some of the folks staying at the hotel. But, Scott, we're sprinting through the finish line out here. We knew that it would be really important for us to be open and safe as we can be, wiping everything down. But folks are enjoying the Medora musical and can do so through September 12th. The gospel brunch goes through September 13th. That last weekend is the largest hot air balloon launch that will ever be held to date in North Dakota, the balloon festival out here in the Badlands on that weekend of the 12th, 13th. That's the last day I'll do a Teddy Roosevelt show matinee at the Old Town Hall Theater, where I'm joined by the amazing Bill Sorensen on the Bill Sorensen stage with Live, Laugh, Love, and Colin Zsadney doing a magic through time. Bill's taught him a lot, and the young man's taught Bill a lot. That theater's full of vibrancy. And then after things quiet down for a day or two, starting on Tuesday, September 15th, we're going to start an evening show at the Old Town Hall Theater, a little bit more like an evening with Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe you have supper at Theodore's before, maybe stay the night at the Rough Riders. We did this last year. There was one night we had 70 people in the Old Town Hall Theater. Not one of those people was from North Dakota. Not one of those people was from Minnesota. They were all from other places around the country, and for each and every one of them, it was their first time to come to Medora. So, as those presidential libraries come, we're going to fill in the fall with the Bully Pulpit and all of a lot of fun spring activities, a trail system going in on the town butte. But I was at the presentations by the three finalists that have been chosen by the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library Foundation, which is, of course, a separate 501c3 than our own Medora Foundation. And these designs are awe-inspiring. And your listeners can come and see them tomorrow at three different patio presentations to be made tomorrow, 4:30 Mountain Time. They're community open houses from Snohetta, from Oslo, Norway, and that's quite appropriate, I think, here. And there's a little Scandinavian flavor to what they're presenting. Studio Gang from Chicago and Henning Larsen from Copenhagen. And the designs, of course, blend with the Badlands, but it's about inspiring the next generations of people to come to Medora to be great Americans, to dare greatly, to think boldly, to care deeply. So it's a neat time to be in Medora. We've still got all the wonderful entertainments, but we're also looking for the future, for what our grandkids might be inspired to do.
Exciting times, no doubt about it. Joe Wiegand is here, also known as a world-class Teddy Roosevelt impersonator. Is impersonator the right word?
I use repriser. I decided to make up my own word like Kleenex or Q-tip because I didn't feel reenactor did it for me, because those are wonderful guys and ladies who sometimes bring history to life by camping or reenacting or doing a battle reenactment. And for me, it's really what Hal Holbrook does as Mark Twain. We know the writings of Samuel Clemens, but when we think of Mark Twain in Flesh and Bone, we kind of think of Hal Holbrook's reprisal. And I get that from the Constitution. Article 1, the delegated powers to Congress. They have the ability to issue letters of marque and reprisal. That's where we can make some of our boatsmen privateers, and they can go out and capture the enemy's vessel and then present it in return for reward. So I try to capture the spirit of Theodore Roosevelt and his life, legacy, and present it. And thank goodness in this wonderful capitalist system, I get to do that in exchange for reward.
It provides a good living
for the Wiggins.
Want to tap into the great vast knowledge you have of Teddy Roosevelt and the time in which he served and compare it to today when we come back with Joe Wiggins. So don't go away, folks. By the way, lunch today at PetroServe USA. You can't miss the meatball dinner in Highwood. Taco Skillet, 12th Avenue, Fargo. Salisbury Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And hot beef sandwich in Valley.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. That's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical and instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, you know, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, you know, create energy independence here, you know, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, you know, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bed on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met your ass. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself. The night you're gone, there ain't no way I'm moving on. I'm not a
back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Forgot to tell you what's at PetroServe USA in the second item. That's what I forgot. Because it's not just hot beef sandwich at PetroServe USA. Valley City, it's also chicken pot pie today. And, of course, any Petroserve USA you go. Valley Dairy location, North Valley, the same. Caramel rolls, 4-for-4 special, great burgers. They've got it all. You're going to leave there with some good, hearty home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Petroserve USA. 21 past the hour, brought to you also today by the University of Mary. Do you know 99% of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid? And right now, the university is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants that will transfer to the University of Mary this fall. So, the University of Mary, preparing for students on campus next month with wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing. They have a highly qualified emergency response team creating a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, and preparedness. The Crow's Nest campus restaurant, open 24/7, seats about 600 people, so less crowding at peak times there. And instead of lecture halls of 200 or 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe, connect students and faculty with faculty knowing students by name. It's a great touch. Still time to apply to join the incoming class of 2020. Find out more about the University of Mary's plans to restart classes on campus this fall. Visit umary.edu/prepared. Prepared. Carolyn Fargo has a question or comment. Joe Wiegand with us from Medora on What's on Your Mind. And the Architect Open House is today at 4:30 around Medora. So Mountain Time, if you want all those architects that Joe talked about, 4:30 this afternoon, still time to head out there and soak that all in. What a great, exciting time. Carolyn Fargo, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a little upset. I saw the drawing in today's paper. It's absolutely beautiful. But I am married to a retired architect, and why do we have to go out of the country? There are hundreds of architects in North Dakota. Why do we have to go out of the country?
Joe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they had a competition of any and all architects that wanted to participate that narrowed down to a final three.
Are you talking to me?
I was talking to Joe, actually, but I don't hear him.
Oh, he's not there.
Hi, Joe. I wanted to answer your question because it's one that came up for me. I was speaking with a couple of my friends who, like your husband, are retired architects and in North Dakota, and the process did invite 43 firms from indeed around the world. I don't know the details of all who was asked to request for proposal, I think is what they called it. And there is, from what I understand, because I've followed up some of the questions from friends, these big international firms, some of, you know, even the ones from Copenhagen and Norway, they have offices in New York and elsewhere. The Chicago firm is a Chicago firm, and they will be working with North Dakota architects to complete the project. That's my understanding. And right there, I told you everything I know about architects.
The design is absolutely beautiful. But, years ago, the Fargo Park Board picked a Grand Forks firm to do the clubhouse up at Edgewood. And we're going, what?
Yeah.
You know, so the people that were on the park board, I didn't shop at their businesses because I thought, why with all these architects in Fargo would they go to Grand Forks? That's why I just wondered why for North Dakota would they go for a Copenhagen architectural firm? But you did answer my question. So if there was a contest, then that is fair.
Number one, contest number, and number two, to Joe's point, they are doing collaboration with regional architects. So local architects will have different pieces of that as well. So,
And Scott, I did. I think I could answer Carol just a little more fully and also mentioning that this project is going to be so large in scope and scale. And also there's a fiduciary responsibility to treat the public dollars that are going to be involved in infrastructure. And of course, the state legislature and the state of North Dakota's people have sort of said we're behind this eventually financially, too, with an operating endowment. The firms that are involved, they have a track record of having built some of the most amazing structures in the world, of museums or commercially. So it's kind of, even within architecture, it's a pretty unique category of product that's being asked to be completed. Not that that's beyond the talents and skills. I'm sure there's probably several qualified North Dakota architectural firms, but it also could be that they were already really busy with projects and didn't have the scope or ability. But that's all conjecture on my part. The neat thing, too, yeah. I want to come to is whatever's in the newspaper, I haven't seen it, but a final design has not been chosen. Well, that's not the final design. That's probably just one of the proposals, or maybe they've shown you three different designs, because you can come out today and at 4:30 see these beautiful architectural models that are made out of clay or balsa wood, beautiful drawings and presentations and even topographical maps. And so won't be made for the next month in Medora.
Oh, no, I'm in Fargo. Patios. It's too far to drive that quick.
Eventually at trlibrary.com, I'm sure a lot of the videos and information about these presentations will be at the website trlibrary.com.
Yeah, we're going to be.
They're taking public input.
And this is just the beginning, Carol. It just is this. I mean, literally, the three unveiled their plans for the first time to, all of the officials with the library today or yesterday. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about this in the coming days. But I really appreciate your call, because I'm the same way. I want North Dakota to have a part in that, and whenever they can, and it sounds like they will, just in a different way. But we'll certainly get you more information on that in the future. Joe Texter says,
Before we wrap, if I may, because you are the number one radio show in Western North Dakota and Eastern Montana, the 4:30 presentations are at the Harold Schaefer patio, the Rough Rider Hotel patio, and the Cowboy Hall of Fame patio. Each of the different architects will have a big presentation, and people are welcome between 4:30 and 7 to take a look at those designs and talk to the architects.
That's awesome. Texter says, I was in the class of 2000. We were invited as first graders for North Dakota's 100-year anniversary in Bismarck in 1989. Could you ask this gentleman if he was there as Teddy? I remember that day fondly.
Well, that's a wonderful question to ask, and God bless your listener. And while I am known as doing an old Teddy Roosevelt, in 1989 I was in graduate school at Northern Illinois University trying to figure out how to study this government, make sense out of it. So as part of the background I bring, could have been, there were so many men who came before me here in Medora doing Teddy Roosevelt. Of course, shout out to Clay Jenkinson, a wonderful humanities scholar, Thomas Jefferson, but he also does Theodore Roosevelt. I don't know if he was doing him that early or not, but I'm glad that memory for the centennial for your listener.
Isn't that amazing? Exactly. All right, we have more to do with Joe, but we always do, so we'll do it next time and make it soon and get out there before September 13th or take in make some plans for the event starting on the 15th, which sounds great. An evening with Teddy Roosevelt. Thanks, Joe. More with Justin Fisk from Medora when we come back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking, similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says in a tweet this morning that former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a speech last night at the Democratic Convention that was not meant to unite, the president calling her remarks divisive. Obama was harsh on the sitting president in her address to the party faithful.
Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me in a time full of war.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Justin Fisk is going to join us in a moment from the Theodore Roosevelt Mandor Foundation. Questions or comments for him, certainly welcome today. Great question on the architects and the process there. Appreciate that. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Guess what? Today is...
What you got?
The 18th of August.
It is.
That means there's 28 days to Big Iron.
Oh, that's right.
I'm doing the countdown.
It's happening.
That's how excited I am. That's right. We're going to be there before we know it. 28 days until the 2020 Big Iron event at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. Get it on your calendar September 15th, 16th, 17th. High Plains Apache wants to remind you not to miss it this year, but to see all that's new and latest innovation spray application. They know it, folks, at High Plains Apache better than anybody. Top equipment. Winning combination for growers in the upper Midwest is High Plains Apache and Big Iron. So find out more at highplainsapache.com and mark your calendar to join us at Big Iron. It's going to be great fun. Sure is. All right. Justin Fisk is here with the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Do you have your fancy new title yet?
No. Fancy new titles aren't important, but new exciting projects are invigorating for visitors and for employees.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's a lot of that. Ty and Fargo had a question or comment on Medora. Justin Fisk is here. No better source.
Hey, Scott. Good morning, guys. No, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to just say thank you to all of you, the people of Medora, the flag station for their big deals. The kids and I had our first trip to Medora last week, and it was just breathtaking. We visited the park on Thursday and Friday and then spent all day in Medora. We did Thursday, Friday night dinners in Medora, but all day in Medora, downtown doing the thing. And I had heard so many stories and had seen things online, but never realized just the beauty of what's offered there. The show, the dinner was great. The scenery was breathtaking. The shows, and then to find out that the museum, that the President's Library is going to be right in that location was just beautiful. It was an incredible show, and we just want to say thank you to everyone.
I hear people express what you just did, Ty, a lot. I mean, that's fun to hear, isn't it, Justin?
Ty, thank you for sharing that experience you just told us about. I mean, that's why we do it. It's so great to hear that you guys have an amazing time, and I love hearing first-time stories, too.
It really shows, you know, all the way from the greeters to the performers to the time put on the stages. It was just, we all stood up for the flag and sang the national anthem. We honored the veterans. They ended with that, what's his name, song at the end, and everybody stood up. And it was just, God bless America. It was just perfect. I caught myself with tears in my eyes at times. Like, my kids were so happy. It was just we thank you guys very much for all your efforts. So much. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming. We're so glad your family enjoyed it. And thanks for sharing with the listeners.
What is happening in Medora right now? Explain, we talked earlier with Joe Wiegand a little bit about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, the selection of the architect for that particular project, which makes it real, right? When you see it come off the pages and say, wow, here it comes. Here's what it can look like. This is the dream. This is the vision. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, you know, it's easy to say there's a group of people planning an amazing project in Medora, but I think what is really happening is the thing that stuck with Theodore Roosevelt when he was here, the feeling you get in the Badlands that Ty and his family had, I think the world is tapping into that right now. And that's what's hooked the group from around the nation working on the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library right now. And that's why they're here today. That's why they're saying this is the place to honor the legacy, to learn and experience and connect with Theodore Roosevelt, his time here and his time as president, as mayor, as the Rough Rider. And it's easy then to say, and now they're looking at designs. What's really driving them? That same feeling that Ty just explained in the Badlands, connecting to this place. And there's something special that you can put your finger on a handful of the components of, but you can't quite express all the time perfectly. That's what's happening, is people are connecting to Medora for positive, life-changing experiences. And one of the incredible things that's going to happen very soon is one of those experiences is going to be the only Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in the world.
Yeah, that's just wrap your mind around that. There's only, 15 of these type of facilities in the entire world, but there's only one Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, and the fact that it would be there. What I get most excited about, honestly, I mean, I think it's, I love presidential libraries, so the history part of it and bringing that all to life in the fashion that you can in a facility like this is just, you know, unlike anything even in our state at all when you talk about museums. Really incredible what these, how they are. But I just like the fact that a lot of people are going to be taking the Medora exit off of I-94, and the numbers are going to continue to grow and grow and grow, and that experience Ty had with his family will grow and expand and bring the park in and of itself up to numbers that align with other parks. Right, Justin?
Yeah, I think there's going to be two really incredible things that happen, and you touched on the first one. The economic impact of Western North Dakota is going to be incredible. We're really, really grateful for the wonderful industries that we have in Western North Dakota with agriculture and energy of all types. You've got tourism. You know, there's so many good jobs that you can have in North Dakota. This is just going to take that to the next level. Hospitality, tourism, opportunities for small business owners to take advantage of opportunities of those people pulling off of the interstate and needing to stay in Dickinson or needing to explore more of the Badlands than just what's in Medora. The economic opportunity is going to be incredible. And the other thing is something that's harder to grasp in some way, but the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library is going to be a digital library for an analog president. You're not only going to be able to come to Medora and experience a connection with the president right here, but you are also going to be able to connect with him all over the world. And it's an incredible thought that the Presidential Library Group is talking about that connection, the legacy of Theodore Roosevelt, which was really strengthened here in North Dakota, that legacy reaching 1 billion people across the planet, 1 billion. It's going to be incredible. And it's going to pair up really perfectly with nice diversification of the Western North Dakota economy as well.
Yeah, future is just amazing. And I know that this has been a work in progress for a long time. Obviously, the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation has been hard at this, bringing people out there for a long time. But it's hard to, you know, talk about how you take that vision and then sort of put it on steroids with the library, but it really will when you talk about the future vision work coming together I've been saying it. You know, it's a little Disney. You know, it's a little. You even have a ride now, right? You got the zip line. So, but talk about the vision work that's coming together with all of this.
Well, you touched on something that we're really proud of at the Medora Foundation, and that's that Harold Schaefer saw something in Medora worth preserving in the late 1950s, and the entire Schaefer family after that devoted all kinds of time, effort, and a huge part of their gold seal fortune to preserving this place for North Dakotans and for the nation. And, you know, the organization here has been working on developing the things that make Medora just a little bit better each year, but always stay true to that charm that we all love every year when we come and visit with our family and friends. And that's going to continue. The Presidential Library is exciting and it's monumental. But that group and our group, we're all working in the same kind of direction to say, how do we build this into Medora so it feels very natural? So that the Medora that people have loved for 50 years, that has just evolved a little bit each year, really grows naturally and is something that the entire state's proud of. You know, you have a lot of things that have improved, like the Rough Riders Hotel. That was an incredible improvement in Medora. You have things like the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, which brought in a whole new demographic of players from around the nation who have a bucket list stop at Bully Pulpit here in Medora. And really the planning continues to make Medora just a little bit better each year with things like a redone Little Bully Pulpit mini golf, Manitou, the point-to-point zip line, and the project we're working on right now, which is the point-to-point trails up the Big Butte. You know, families have been climbing up the Big Butte in Medora for 40, 50 years. It's a super fun experience for the kids. And what we found is if we can just add a little bit of guiding up that trail, up that butte with trails, it will preserve that butte for generations. If we just keep sending folks up to have a little unmarked fun, you start to lose a lot of that butte through erosion. And you also have an opportunity with trails to teach the next generation how to take care of the land, how to find strength within themselves. If it's something as simple as, I don't know if I can make it to the top of that, we can help them experience that. And so those evolutions, they happen a little bit each year. The people of North Dakota, our customers, guide that. They're going to continue doing that, and we're going to keep working away at making Medora that must-do summer tradition and keep it that way.
A little less than a minute left. I want to get Nate and Fargo in with a quick question. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I do have a quick question for you, Justin. And that question is, as a hunter and fisherman, I've always wanted to hunt out there in the park. And I was wondering if we get permission from the federal government, if we'll ever be able to have that opportunity to have the Teddy Roosevelt experience and go out there and do a little bit of hunting.
It's a good question. I'm not an expert by any means on federal guidelines around national parks, but there is a ton of public land that is currently available to get out and hunt through the regular application process. My brother last year spent time north of Medora looking for a big mule deer with his bow and had an incredible experience. He came back empty-handed last year, but he's planning another trip this summer or this fall.
All right. Still plenty of time to get out there. A little less than a month to Medora as things roll on. September 12th last night for the musical. September 13th for some of the other attractions, including that world-class gospel brunch. It's so great. Justin, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Bully.
Bully for Medora. Exactly right, friends. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
About a big decision. When you're going to move, usually means new career, a new job, you know, the stress of kids in school, all these things kind of come together. And you do not need any more stress than a move itself, right? Or a new job. So you want the move to be perfect. That's why you go with a company that has the history that Action Movers does. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, family owned, veteran owned. Very important. In Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Been there, done that. All right? Their labor that does your move is background checked and drug tested. Better than anybody else. You don't know when you go with one of these independent companies that's not Action Movers, not United Van Lines, not Mayflower, right? You just say, well, I just don't know. What are you going to get? They provide every solution possible for moving and storage. From do-it-yourself to full-service moves. Across the block to across the country, they cover it all. Low competitive rates from a name you know and trust that's been there, done that. With no job too big or too small. Getting a move estimate, very easy. They have virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of the relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone at your convenience. And you know what? If you're moving and you need a realtor to sell your home, find you a home, they have an incredible offer. You could move for free with Action Movers. You just fill out an easy online form. Local realtor calls you within 24 hours. You sell your home, you buy a new home, you receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home you purchase and or sell. Right? So $5 in cash for every $1,000 of the price of your home, the purchase of a home or the one you sell. Move with Action Movers. Call them 701-566-5532. One more time, 701-566-5532, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. Two A's, actionmovers.com. We have had a plethora of wisdom roll in today during the program by text. And enough calls, I haven't had a chance to get to all of these, so I want to. After all of those whoppers the Democrats told last night, my BS-o-meter went up in flames. I hate when that happens, went right up in flames. Could somebody ask that Jemanski? Maybe you can ask that Jemanski guy why he hates winter. We'll get right on that.
Then move.
Do you think Mr. Burgum is a closet Democrat? He appears to be moving the goalpost. I don't think Doug Burgum is a closet Democrat. No, I think, the fiscal conservatism that you see from him carries over very much from his business world. So I don't think he's a closet Democrat. I do think Governor Burgum is influenced by people who have a very different view than the folks that elected him. And that honestly happens with a lot of governors and a lot of presidents. There are people with different agendas trying to get in there. So I think he's smart enough as he seeks a second term to know the powers with the people and to get a sense of North Dakota. Moving the goalpost, I assume you're referring to COVID. He would argue against that, but I know others have said that. Look, the first push was flatten the curve. We got to do that. Now it's, we got to wear masks. Now it's, the governor, in my mind, has done a classic business person into the political world job of handling the coronavirus because he's looking at the data, he's managing the data. He's got the dashboard of data, and he's established his metrics. Now, only thing I would do differently, and I'm just a schmuck on the radio. To me, we're sort of hunting for the cases. So if our decisions are based on the cases, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. Does that make any sense? We test more and more and more, and you're obviously going to find more and more cases. The question is, when somebody gets it, do they have symptoms? Are they even sick? Are they hospitalized? It's such a small percentage of people ultimately hospitalized and sick. But I think he is doing what he believes the best medical advice is for the best potential outcome for North Dakotans, and it may cause some short-term pain to get to some long-term gain. Long answer to your question. Fed up with his COVID hype, says the next texter. Spend some time on the CDC website researching the PCR test. Picks up any viral or bacterial infection, including cold or flu. Shutting down everything for a nonspecific flawed test? My Facebook question to our president, what's your response to my question, Scott? Okay, here's the question. Why, Mr. President Trump, do you allow the labs to continue operation that unleashed this deadly virus? A war on terrorism has been implemented by their hands. Time to put an end to these terrorists. We the people deserve justice for our fallen family and friends of the United States of America. People have waited long enough. Terrorists favor the government, the banks, the American institutions need retribution. There's a few of your comments. Guess what? We have more to do tomorrow on the program, and we shall do it. Right? Right, Kevin?
I think that's the plan. I think that's the plan indeed. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Go to SchwannBuickGMC.com for more. And you got to see the new Buick. New Buicks are fantastic, and they're hiring. SchwanBuickGMC.com for more info.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com, brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota. And exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. See all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.